Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The people turned out by the tens of millions, and they were all united by one very simple but crucial demand, that America must put its own citizens first, because only then can we truly make America great again.
At the president last night, putting America first, joining us on the line to get his take, Representative Andy Harris, Republican from Maryland. Dr. Harris, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
I want to get your sense of it, but I mean, overall, I think a lot of people thought that he had the right tone and tenor in this particular speech. What was your sense of it?
Absolutely. You know, the president moved out of campaign mode into president mode last night and showed it to the country.
Yeah, according to CNN, 78% of those who they talked to in a snap poll of people who actually listened to the speech said they were somewhat or very pleased with the direction of that speech.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very clear. I mean, he signaled the campaign is over. Now it's time to govern, deliver on the promises he made, unite the American people, work with Congress. I mean, all the things that people expect from a president.
Do you think that the Democrats will be willing now to perhaps work with him, or is it still going to be a very divided place?
I don't think they're ready to do it. I think they still haven't gotten over November 8th. I think they're still in denial. At some point, they're going to have to realize that the president actually is right, that the clip you just played, that actually the message was sent quite strongly, that they want him to think of it. For us to start thinking of America first, make America great again. Yeah. One of his best lines was, you know, that he's not in charge of the whole world. He's, you know, he was elected to be in charge of America.
Dr. Harris, one along the lines of what you just said, I noticed that the Democrats did not applaud. They refused to applaud Donald Trump's line of putting Americans first. And if you look at the list of guests that a lot of the Democrats brought, almost all foreigners or dreamers, people who are here illegally, so there were some foreign translators who put their lives on the line for Americans. So that's a positive. You mentioned they don't get it, but I think this is a good thing that they don't get it. I think it's a good thing that we see them not applauding the line of putting America first, because they're so out of touch with the majority of Americans in this country that I actually think that that's great, because they'll continue to lose.
I think that the Democrats went way overboard in their silence during some of the speeches. There were many lines like that you have to go, oh yeah, this is exactly what America's about. We should all be able to agree on this, and they sat on their hands for those.
Exactly. How do you not applaud? Let's put America first. But because that is against what they want. They want a globalist country. And I saw even with the widow of William Ryan Owens, there were people on Twitter, liberals on Twitter, trashing her. How do they not get that?
Again, the president wants to unite everyone behind the idea that we're a country. We're a country with a great heritage, a great future, and that doesn't include a globalist view of how we should proceed.
You know, I had to observe, and just I'll move on from this topic into something else in just a second, but I had to observe watching Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi last night look like they were sucking on lemons. I mean, it looked like Steny Hoyer looked as if somebody had just told him they'd shot the Easter Bunny. He looked so deflated and so depressed. It's like they simply can't believe what's going on.
Well, and that's why I don't think that they're going to jump up this morning, get out of bed, and say, "Hey, let's work with the president and the Republicans." I think it's going to take a while for them to get over the election, to get over really the reversal of the philosophy that they've watched for the last 8 years, which is let's put the global issues first. You know, America's not exceptional. I mean, all the things that that we heard from the last president, this president just has a very, very, very different view of America.
On immigration, no question about it. On immigration, it does appear that the president has sent some signals in this meeting with TV anchors yesterday that he's open to some kind of compromise that would allow people who are here illegal to at least become legal, if not full citizens. Is that a compromise that will work on Capitol Hill, in your estimation?
You know, I think it actually is. I think there are a couple things. First of all, I don't know why people are shocked that he's actually delivering on his promise to deport people who come here and commit crimes. He made the promise. I think we all have to agree that that's one thing we can't tolerate from someone here illegally. But then when we get to the DACA children, for instance, I've never been opposed to saying exactly what you suggest, and maybe the president's suggesting, that we create a pathway of legality but not involving full citizenship, voting rights, all the things that you should get only when you come here legally.
And what would some of those things be? We've been having that conversation this morning. To be legal, have legal status, but not be a citizen, what does that entitle them to?
Well, I think you have to. First of all, you'd have to create a new category of immigrant, because in the United States, if you give someone permanent residence, it's called the green card. You actually they have to be on a pathway to citizenship. So I think that you'd have to create a new status. I think you'd have to agree that they don't accept any welfare type benefits, and that in the end you will not have the ability to vote. Now your children will, because that's the way the country works, and that's fine. And I think. I think most immigrants, my parents were immigrants, they would have come to this country gladly just with the promise of participating in our economy and for the fact that their children could be citizens here.
It's one of your areas of expertise, what's going to happen in the replacement and repealing of Obamacare? We keep hearing that there's a big difference of opinion on Capitol Hill about how that should be tackled.
Well, you know, that's always the way it is as you progress through the legislative process. So, you know, you start with some very varied ideas. You bring it through the committee process. You deal with amendments. You hone the bill down into the final form, and you bring it to the floor, and you pass it. So this shock that, oh my gosh, the Republicans might be divided in their opinion. Well, of course, you have 230 plus members. You believe me, you have 230 plus opinions.
Right.
But the legislative process hones that down to a single bill. I think the president's going to get behind it. Obviously, Secretary Price is going to get behind it. I think the House gets behind it, and ultimately, I think our slim majority in the Senate get behind it, and we do this through reconciliation within the next 2 months.
All right, Representative Andy Harris, Republican from Maryland. Dr. Harris, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.